Josh's mother got home just after midnight. She smiled, pleased to see the mail on the table, even though it was mostly junk and bills. Her son was becoming responsible in his father's absence. Brian Kippers was overseas, on active duty with his National Guard troop, and wouldn't be home for about 6 months. He'd been gone about a week, 8 days to be exact. Every morning, she said the new number out loud as she brushed her teeth. Sometimes, if the mirror was steamed up, she traced it with her finger. Brian's absence was hitting his young son hard. At 10 years old, this was the first season Josh could legally hunt. He'd even received a special slug shotgun on his birthday. Now there was no dad to take him scouting for deer or pheasants. Even before the actual deployment, Brian was off training with his military unit, so they had little family time. Once, Michelle caught him lecturing their son on acting like a man while he was away. She stayed out of the conversation to avoid a fight. She'd prefer Josh remain a little boy. Later that night, when she'd brought up not putting so much pressure on Josh, Brian scowled. She'd backed down quickly, not wanting to provoke him. He left the house for a few hours that night, as was their protocol when he became angry. But when he returned, he was calm and gentle. And when they said their goodbyes, Michelle felt that she would miss him, and that when he came back, they would have a fresh beginning, all three of them. Brian had developed a temper over the last couple of years. Sometimes he blamed Michelle, sometimes Josh. She had struggled with doubt concerning their future, but their last months together had been much better. Yet she realized this separation was a crucial test for their marriage. She wanted them both to pass. Michelle had a hard time falling asleep after her shift because the dog kept barking outside. Once she even got up to check for signs of trouble, but the yard was empty except for Bowser. The telephone woke her the next morning. On the other end of the line was the school attendance office.
"Hello, Mrs. Kippers, just calling to confirm your son's absence. Is Josh sick today?"
"What do you mean? Josh isn't home, he's in class." But the professional voice on the other end insisted Josh was not present.
"If he's playing hooky, he will be disciplined."
That put his mom in a panic.
"I need to call you back."
She scrambled out of bed and rushed down the hall. Josh's bed hadn't been slept in, but his backpack lay on top of the covers. Downstairs, his coat hung in the closet. She dashed out the front door, calling his name wildly. The dog was barking and chasing after her. She looked in the shed. Josh's bike was parked inside. She ran to the barn, the garage, and two other outbuildings. By this time, she was screaming for her son. She knew that kids in the country were vulnerable to perils ranging from rusty nails and grain bins to strange cars along open roads. Not a mother in Minnesota didn't know that Jacob Wetterling was still missing more than 2 decades after being kidnapped while biking home from a convenience store with friends. She rushed back in the house and grabbed the phone. First, she misdialed and got a wrong number. Finally, she reached the grocery store where the neighbor who had agreed to watch Josh worked.
"Did Josh go to school?"
The other mother seemed puzzled.
"We didn't see Josh last night. He never showed up.
We thought your shift must be tonight."
Michelle slumped against the wall. As the strength left her legs, she slid to the floor in a crouch.
"Are you there? Michelle, are you there?
Josh is missing."
She said the last word softly, because missing is such an urgent word, and saying it with a lack of urgency makes it less likely to be true. Her friend couldn't understand her.
"What did you just say?"
Michelle breathed deep and spoke fast.
"Josh is gone. I need to call the police."
Then she hung up, dialed 911, and forced herself to pretend she was on duty at the hospital, calmly discussing a patient's prognosis and not the fate of her only child.
"Fillmore County Sheriff's Office," the voice said. "What is your emergency?"
"My son is missing. He didn't go to school and appears to have been gone all night."
"How old is the child?"
10.
"Do you think he might have run away?"
"No."
Her attempt to stay professional failed.
"I know something bad has happened to him. Please find him now."
She told them when she had seen him last, what he was wearing, and answered all their other questions.
"No, he doesn't have a cell phone. He's only 10. No, he hasn't been upset about anything."
The dispatcher on the other end persisted. Have there been any recent changes in his life? A divorce, perhaps?
No, nothing like that.
Michelle paused for a few seconds.
His father left for Afghanistan a few weeks ago, but Josh understands that he's coming back.
Then she remembered one other thing worth checking and opened the door to a back hallway closet. Josh's coat, bike, and backpack were all in their usual places, but his gun was gone. She almost dropped the phone as heartbreaking theories flooded her mind, but she briefed the dispatcher about the missing weapon and was assured that someone from law enforcement was on their way.
Please locate a recent picture of your son.
Michelle glanced at the kitchen clock. She hadn't seen Josh in more than 24 hours,